Well, hello again. It is myself, Miles McKee, with the Gospel Truth Radio broadcast. Isn't it great to be able to hear some good news? Don't you need some good news? Well, if you do, I've got it for you. And the good news is this. We started this last week, by the way, this great subject. I'm going to continue it for a few more days. And here's the good news. The good news is this, that Jesus Christ is the Alpha and Omega. That means Jesus Christ is the first and the last. He is the beginning of the alphabet, the end of the alphabet. He is all the words of the alphabet that can be spoken about God. Listen, if you control the alphabet, you control speech. And Christ is the final and full revelation and final speech of the Almighty God about Himself. You know, you only can encounter God in His fullness in the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, you can sit under a tree contemplating your navel. Okay, you're welcome to do that. But you're not going to discover God. You can stand out at night and look at the stars and say, boy, that's great. There must be somebody out there who made that. Yeah, I mean, you can get a sense of God when you look at that creation, but you'll not encounter God in His fullness until you come to the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the final and full revelation of God. In Christ Jesus, we see the character of God and the attributes of God. We see the righteousness of God. Oh, yeah. God's a righteous God. Remember, Jesus went into the temple one day, and that was declaring God's righteousness. He went into the temple one day, and He cleaned it out because there were a lot of hypocrites there in His church. A lot of hypocrites today still in His church. And my dear friend, you may be outside of Christ, and you're looking at a bunch of Christians and saying, well, they're a load of hypocrites. Hey, you know what? You may be right. So what? If a hypocrite is getting between you and God, he's closer to God than you are, for he's getting in your way. Now listen, quit making excuses. There's no hypocrisy in the Lord Jesus Christ. Look at Him and see the revelation of God. He's the Alpha and Omega of God. See in Him the meekness of God. Oh yes, our God's a meek God. He came here to this earth, born in the stable, clothed Himself in humility. Oh, that's meekness. Look at the Lord Jesus Christ and see the faithfulness of God. Every word He said came true and is coming true. He's faithful to His word. He has promised and He's faithful. Look at the Lord Jesus Christ and see the goodness of God. Look at Him feeding the hungry people. Look at the Lord Jesus Christ and see the truthfulness of God. Oh my goodness, truthfulness? Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word which proceeds from the mouth of God. And in Him we see all the character of God, the holiness, the justice of God, the loveliness of God. And there the loveliness of God was hung to a tree, crucified, pierced with cruel nails, dying for our sins. Save He will, and to the uttermost. And that's the gospel truth.
We hope you enjoyed today's version of the Gospel Truth with Miles McKee. We love hearing from you, whether it is through our website at www.milesmckee.com or by mail. Our U.S. address is P.O. Box 50395, Henderson, Nevada, 89016. Or for our listeners in Europe, it's P.O. Box 70, Black Rock, County Dublin, Ireland. So until next time, goodbye and God bless you. Or as we say in Ireland, slán agus beannacht libh.